Welcome to Round Cincinnati, Ober Ray and Sarah.
Hello.
Hi.
It's great to be here.
You're both involved in the Fifth Street Gallery at the corner of Fifth and Ray Streets downtown, and I'm sure you have lots to tell us about that interesting place. Ober Ray, you were a founder, and you're the gallery manager. Tell us when the gallery began and what it sets out to do.
The gallery was started in 2005, and actually the first showing in the gallery was during the opening day of that 2005 baseball season. So we've been in business 8 years now. It was founded with the hopes of providing a place for local artists to show their work to the traveling public. We get people in the door from all over the country, in fact, all over the world. And we're dedicated to expanding the presence of the arts in the Cincinnati area, and particularly in the downtown area.
Sarah, before we talk about your connection with the gallery, mm-hmm. let's talk a little bit about your art. You used to be a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
You were arts editor at the Cincinnati Enquirer.
Well, I was various kinds of editors, but my last four and a half years there, I wrote about art, visual art, architecture, and books.
Whenever I see your collages, I think, yes, this is the sort of art that a words person makes. It's jokey and it's pointed, and you use language in really interesting ways. Were you making this kind of art before you left the newspaper, or did it develop after?
I've always been a collector of old ephemera and paper. I have a library degree in my background, so I like doing the research. But I was writing about Randall Plowman, who has this website called Collage a Day. And he lived here, and he's since gone off. He went off to graduate school. And I started looking around, and I really liked all this collage art. So I think when I left the paper, I thought I was going to do graphic design and cards. I have greeting cards, and I like doing that. But I just felt totally in love with this, and I had a lot of material to use for it. So, and in fact, the Fifth Street Gallery invited me to do a solo show at the gallery last March, and that was only my second show at a gallery.
Well, Ober Ray, the current show at Fifth Street Gallery has only a few days to run, but tell us what's up now.
Right now we're featuring the art glass of the Queen City Art Glass.
Queen City Glass Arts.
Queen City Glass Arts, which is founded in the Brazy Studios. There's a new glass-blowing furnace of the Brazy Studios, and a group of artists have gotten together. They're a nonprofit association. They teach art glass-blowing, and they have Friday night showcases for people to observe the blowing of glass. And this is the first time they've shown their work in a gallery. Many of the artists involved, it's the first time they've ever shown their work in any gallery. So if people are interested in blown glass, it's a fantastic time to see it, and it runs till the end of the month.
And what's coming up next?
After that is Jim Farr, also known as Dauber. He's a nationally renowned pinstripe artist. He's the only artist that's ever been inducted into the National Hot Rod Association Hall of Fame. He's known across the country for his work on hot rods and bikes. He was featured with Rosalind Crowe at the Contemporary Arts Center. He did the bikes, the Harleys that were customized in Rosalind Crowe's show last year. What few people know about him is he's a fantastic landscape painter as well. On opening night, we expect to see a couple of the bikes that he's customized and pinstriped parked in front of the gallery, a couple of the hot rods that he's worked on and decorated and pinstriped parked in front of the gallery. So we expect to see both the crowd who enjoy hot rods and bikes and those who enjoy landscapes show up for opening night on June the 7th. It's going to be a way different kind of show than any art gallery has ever had, I think, because the show itself will include some motorcycle gas tanks that he's hanging on the wall that he's pinstriped and decorated, quite probably even a Corvette hood that he's decorated. So there's going to be some of his pinstriping art hung on the wall beside his landscape painting. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, his landscapes to me were really a revelation because I knew about his work on cars. And in fact, the first time I saw his work was painter Marlene Steele on the back of her pickup truck. He had painted fake gun holes that really looked real. So when we're looking at his work to decide whether we were going to show him or not, and we were looking at these landscapes, it was like, wow, this is so amazing. And to combine it with the other, everything he does with cars and bikes, is, I think it's going to be really cool.
Keep June 7th in mind if you're interested in hot rods and customized bikes or landscapes, and come and see his work in person. He'll sign autographs.
And another one of your summer shows is Robert Fry, whose wonderful sculptures in wood can be seen right now at the Weston Gallery.
Yes, it's actually our second show involving Robert Fry. Along with Robert Fry, we have Melinda Ramos, and we had a show for them 3 years ago. And she does little wooden boxes that are exquisite. We have a hard time keeping them in stock when she shows at our gallery. Robert is getting so busy showing in places like the Westin that he's hard to pin down for a show as well. So we're really thrilled that we have them both together again.
The work that Robert has now over at the Westin is monumental. It's just huge and it's wonderful. And then the work in the gallery will kind of complement that because it's more personal and intimate.
Yeah, we don't have room for his big monumental pieces, so he does stuff that is more gallery size as opposed to home size, I guess you would say.
Right.
People could put it in their home.
Sarah, I think you're the newest artist to be part of Fifth Street Gallery. What's it been like for you?
I am. I joined last July after my show. An artist was dropping out, and they asked me if I wanted to join. So we're a co-op, and everybody works at the gallery, which is really interesting. And we also all contribute to the promotion fund, and we all do promotion. I do our Facebook page. But for me, the really interesting thing is the people who come in, because we're close to the convention center, right in the Netherland Complex. The hotel's right there. And I like having that retail experience, too. And the nice thing is we all know about each other's work, so I like getting to sell other people's work. I'm probably better at selling other people's than my own when I'm there. I almost feel kind of guilty talking about my art. So it's a lot of fun. It's really opened my eyes to who's in town.
And we're not aware of that, really.
Yeah.
We who live here.
Well, when I joined in July, it was the World Choir Games. We had all these people from China and just all over the place.
Oh, how exciting.
And people are really friendly. You know, if you start asking them where they're from, what kind of art they like, they're really open, it seems to me.
Well, it gives us a chance to be real fabulous art ambassadors for the city of Cincinnati and ambassadors for the city of Cincinnati in general, because people are always coming in asking us what the best places to eat are, where the best hotels are, where the best nightlife is. We always have copies of the Downtown Cincinnati Incorporated City Guide, and we show them on the map what places they should visit while they're in town. We've had so many people tell us they think Cincinnati is a wonderful town, that they've experienced a whole bunch of friendly people, that they've seen things to do that they never dreamed were there was so much to do in Cincinnati. So it gives us a chance to plug Cincinnati as a place to come.
Fifth Street Gallery has a lot going on. Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about it.
You're welcome.
We've been talking with Oberé Livingstone, manager of the Fifth Street Collaborative Gallery, and Sarah Pierce, one of the artists involved. For more information, see wvxu.org. For Round Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.